Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 25 for Thursday, August 18th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were narrowly mixed Thursday morning, although the bias was turning higher as the nearby technical signals point up. Canola was up a dollar to down a dollar, the November contract up 90 cents at $469.80 per ton. Declines in the U.S. soy complex and a firmer Canadian dollar were both bearish influences in the background. Concerns over declining Chinese demand due to new dockage rules set to be implemented soon also weighed on prices. However, domestic crush margins remain very attractive for processors, and steady crusher demand provided support. The need to keep some weather premiums in the market ahead of the harvest helped provide support as well. Stats Can releases its first survey-based production estimates of the year next week, Tuesday, and positioning ahead of that report is expected to keep some caution in the futures over the next few days. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are lower, while wheat held near unchanged. Soybeans down 4 to 13 cents, the November contract down 14 at 10.02 per bushel. Chart-based selling was the early feature in beans as prices backed away from nearby resistance. Relatively favorable U.S. crop prospects were another bearish influence amid expectations for a large U.S. crop. However, weekly U.S. soybean export sales of 1.6 million tons new crop and nearly 200,000 tons old crop were very strong and gave beans support. Additional business to China in recent days also underpinned that market. For corn, prices are down 1 to 2 cents, the September contract down a penny at $3.29 per bushel. Rising acreage estimates out of Argentina were behind some of the selling, although corn was holding within a narrow range overall. Weekly U.S. corn sales of 1.2 million tons, old and new crop combined, were in line with expectations. Wheat, it's narrowly mixed, down a penny to up a penny, the September contract in Chicago, down 1 cent at $4.25 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat exports came in at nearly 500,000 tons, which was in line with expectations. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, August 18th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.